Welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live, where we're watching shares in Apple declining today, but paring back some of the losses. The stock moved off by almost 5% after the company reported earnings that didn't look too good for the upcoming quarter. The company was bracing for even worse supply chain woes than what it got hit with last quarter, coming up for the all-important holiday season, with shortages expected to impact the company by a margin of about $6 billion. Fiscal fourth quarter revenue, though, for the period they're reporting here is $83.4 billion, missing estimates of $84.7 billion. But as the stock comes down a bit, one analyst is saying, maybe it's not so bad. I want to bring him in here to discuss that view a little bit deeper here. Krish Sankar is Cowen and Company analyst. He joins us now. And Krish, I mean, when we're looking at it, it's kind of interesting to watch maybe the market come to your viewpoint here in today's session, just because, you know, we know that these supply chain issues are here, but when you digest the numbers, how are you looking at it?
Sure. And Zach, thanks for having me. You know, to your point, I would say that, you know, like, listen, the headline news was definitely disappointing, right? First miss in many years or many quarters on the top line relative to consensus. And, you know, the supply chain numbers regarding the impact of $6 billion in September's over $6 billion in December, big numbers. So clearly it is definitely scary when you look at those numbers. I would probably say if you just like parse it down a little bit, just peel the onion one more layer. A number one, like you said, 2% miss relative to consensus expectations on the top line. So slight negative, I agree, I'll give that. You know, everyone thought it's going to be around $3 billion in supply chain issues, $6 billion, that's a big number. But then when you look into December quarter, I think, you know, the way they guided, since they didn't give a perfectly quantifiable guidance, but if you look at the numbers and if you say it's going to grow like 6 or 7% on a year-over-year basis in December quarter, that puts you around $119 billion revenues for the company in December, which is kind of where the consensus was for the December quarter into the print. Mm-hmm. So I would say, looking at September, yeah, a 2% miss relative to expectations. Looking at December, kind of in line actually with what the street was. So yeah. I think, you know, this seems like a question of like, shoot first, ask questions later.
Krish, I mean, the positive in the report is that the demand is there. It's just a matter of whether they can in fact meet the demand. To what extent do you think services side of the business can kind of pick up the slack while things sort themselves out on the supply chain side?
Yeah, I would probably say, Akiko, you know, in December quarter, it is about the products, because December quarter is seasonally the strongest quarter for them. And in terms of revenue, EPS, everything, and because that's the holiday season, and that's where you get a bulk of the product sales. So I would say that, you know, services is great. I love the services business. It's growing amazingly well. But let's not underestimate the power of the products, right? Because at the end of the day, you do need the products to actually make the numbers in December. So I do think that services cannot make up, especially in the December quarter, in a quarter like, you know, March or June, where the products actually starts winding down a little bit. I think that's when the services kind of like shines by offsetting some of the weakness. But I think in December quarter, you definitely need the products to come through. But like you mentioned, fortunately, no demand destruction. I think Tim Cook did mention there might be some, perishable demand in terms of like people buying stuff for the holidays. And if you don't get it, you know, for example, I'm just throwing an example, you want to, you know, gift an AirPod, and, you know, you miss that window, you might probably, you know, maybe buy something else in gift. So I think those kind of things might definitely be there in December. But in general, I would say, I do not worry about the fact that a person who's waiting to buy an iPhone is going to switch to an Android because the iPhone is going to be 3 months late. I actually don't believe in that.
Yeah, that was a take by Goldman, right? Talking about a little bit of these delays that people might forego or switch from buying an Apple iPhone. I would also kind of agree with your take that it's tough. And that's kind of why Apple commands the respect that it does, I suppose. But you got a price target of $180 here. So you're looking past maybe some of these current quarter issues around the supply chain. And I mean, all this stuff is eventually going to get worked out. And if you do believe that people aren't going to switch away from Apple's devices, I mean, how quickly are you maybe projecting to get to that 180 on the other side?
Sure. I would say there are two steps to getting to 180. And the first step to me is more supply chain easing, you know, the smoothening of the demand profile, because in IE, not a lot of volatility because of constraints, et cetera, and the iPhone numbers improving over time. I think that gets you easily to a 160 or so, $165 stock. And that's basically based on assumption that, you know, you get to a 30 times multiple on next year numbers. I think to get to 180, which is to me the second step in the process, you do need a little bit of multiple expansion. To get the multiple expansion, I think investors need to get comfortable around the services aspect of the business, not the growth aspect, which I think is Apple has proven is working. It's more the litigation aspects and more, you know, the government oversight aspect. And I think you've seen some modest victory with the Epic lawsuit. And then I think if you have a couple of those under your belt, and if Apple can prove that they can manage some of the government oversight pretty well, I think then you get a little more of the multiple expansion. So I do think that over the next few months, I can see the hardware product issues start sorting itself out, but I think it might take a little more than 3 months or so to get some of the multiple expansion issues.
All right, we'll be seeing how that all plays out, but appreciate you taking the time. Krish Sankar, a Cowen and Company analyst here with us today. Thanks again.